Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Video Store Podcast. My name is Nick, and I like movies. Thank you again for joining us as we visit the local video store in Northeast Pennsylvania, aka my entertainment room, where we select a movie from the collection, watch it, and then talk about it. On certain occasions, I will be joined by a guest, a fellow movie fan who may or may have not seen the movie before. From there, we'll give a review of the movie, what we liked and what we didn't like about it, with a little information about the film, the stars, director, and other fun facts. With our reviews and thoughts on the films, I hope that they will entice you to watch the movie for yourself and that you could form your own opinions from there. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is Nick. Hope you are all doing well. I know it's been a long time coming. A lot of you were wondering, what happened to the rest of the show? Is he going to make any more? Hopefully you were thinking that. Well, I am back. Life has come into a major whirlwind of different events. I had a son. He's now a little over 1 year old now, and between that work and my regular life, things got a little hectic, but now I'm going to try to ease on back in with a brand new season of the show. The last time you heard this podcast was back in December, I believe December 24th, I believe, and we finished with A Christmas Story, which was a lot of fun. And now, folks, we are going into the spooky season of Halloween. Yes, Halloween, everybody. The time where the ghosts and the ghouls come out and visit the earth and walk amongst us. And with that, we also have a bunch of great spooky movies to talk about. Now, the show is going to be formatted a little bit differently because, unfortunately, I don't have as much time to watch as many new films as I would like to, but I have a new way of watching things with my son now. So he gets to experience all the movies I grew up with and some of the newer stuff that's out there. And I get a brand new, fresh perspective on the films. So let's jump into it. So, folks, today was one of the first few Halloween movies that we watched. The first one, to be honest with you, was The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. And you can look back in the catalog of podcasts because I did do I think it was my second episode, was about the movie The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, also known as The Legend of Sleepy Hollow from Disney. And he seemed very interested. For a toddler, the movies hold their attention very, very little. So, but he did seem to enjoy it in the songs and all the different stuff like that. So that's a good thing. Second one we tried with him was The Nightmare Before Christmas, Tim Burton's 1993 stop motion film. Great, great movie. If you haven't seen it, runtime's a little over an hour, more like an hour, 16 minutes to be more specific. Jack Skellington is the Christmas town. He's bored with his mundane life of every year just doing the same old Halloween event. So he wants to try something new. So he stumbles across Christmas Town and he tries to create Christmas Town in his Halloween-esque version. Chaos ensues. Santa is kidnapped. The main villain, Oogie Boogie, tries to usurp everything and try to take over Halloween Town. It's a lot of fun. Great, great movie if you haven't seen it. Again, this came out in 1993. Tim Burton is the director of this film. Great, great director. A lot of other movies under his belt, like Edward Scissorhands, Ed Wood. The list goes on and on and on. Some notable cast members. You have Danny Elfman, who is also the music director for the movie. You have Catherine O'Hara. You have Paul Rubens. You might remember him as Pee-wee Herman. Ken Page. The late, great Ken Page was Oogie Boogie. A lot of fun there. And a bunch of all great different voice actors throughout this film. They make appearances all over. And it's a lot of fun. And a lot of recognizable people as well. Folks, this is one of those animated movie musicals. So you get a lot of singing and a lot of story plot line in between that. It's a lot of fun. The songs are recognizable. It has a cult following now. Very, very iconic movie to watch either at Halloween or at Christmas. It's one of those few films that you can flip between Christmas and Halloween. It's a PG movie, so it's nothing too bad for the kids. It's PG only for scary images. And I mean, understandable. There's a little scary. It could be scary for some younger viewers out there. But again, nothing else, no violence, nothing crazy like that. This is one of those few films that is done in stop-motion animation where they use puppets and little figurines to portray the characters, and they move them. and let's say you have a character trying to raise his hand up and wave to somebody. So let's say, for instance, for that to take place in live action film, probably take about maybe a week or so, maybe even longer to animate all that movement. And you have to be very careful because if you make one little mistake or one thing is out of place or there's a piece of dust somewhere or somebody's shadow, they have to shoot that whole segment all over again. It's incredible. It's a labor of love. I will say it's a labor of love when it comes to this film. Tim Burton also did one of my favorite movies, Batman, with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson. That's also another good one to watch around this time of the year. Tim Burton has also done a couple other stop motion films, such as Vincent. He also did Frankenweenie, more Halloween-esque movies. Tim Burton did work with Disney, the Disney company, for a while, but then with his advent of The Nightmare Before Christmas, they thought it wasn't what the Disney company was looking for. So he left and he became part of Touchstone. So Touchstone Pictures is a part of the Disney family. It's one of their many companies that own it. But yeah, and glad they did because now Jack Skellington and the rest of the characters from Nightmare Before Christmas are at the parks. They're on Disney Plus. They're all over. So and because it's under the Disney name, the Disney umbrella, it appeals to a lot more people out there. And I think that's a good thing, especially for those cult followers. Now you have more mainstream people following it as well. Again, a little backstory about the movie. Jack Skellington is the king of Halloween Town. He's the Pumpkin King. And they do a parade every year. That's how the movie opens. Actually, the movie opens with in a forest where there's a bunch of trees with different holiday emblems on it, like a Christmas tree or a pumpkin or a turkey, four-leaf clover, an egg. Now, those all represent doors into the different holidays. And obviously, we go into the pumpkin one for Halloween Town. The only other door that's accessed, there's two actually that are accessed in the film. There's the Christmas one, obviously, and then there's a little segment in the movie where the Easter Bunny shows up. So they do go into Easter Town, but they don't show the actual process of them going into the town. That's for a later time. Anyway, they start off with a song. This is Halloween. They talk about, it explains more or less how Jack's the Pumpkin King. He rules over everything. Every year, they do the exact same type of parade, and Jack's just kind of getting bored with it. Jack's love interest is a doll named Sally, it's kind of like a mixture of like a rag doll and like a Frankenstein type of creature, and that's voiced by Catherine O'Hara. And Sally was created by a character, Dr. Finkelstein, and he, in an alternate universe, it turns out, in an alternate take of the story, Dr. Finkelstein is the actual villain of the movie, but they decided to scrap that and keep him in Oogie Boogie separate. Dr. Finkelstein was voiced by William Hickley. You might remember him from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. He was the uncle. He's a very iconic voice. He was also in Tales from the Dark Side with the cat, evil cat segment. That was very interesting, a lot of fun, a little gruesome, but it was still a good one nonetheless. Anyway, so Sally's in love with Jack. Dr. Finkelstein wants to keep Sally away from the world. He wants to keep her as his own. He doesn't want to share it with anybody, but Sally's a rebel. She goes out, sneaks out, and just goes to everything that the doctor doesn't want her to go to. It gets to a point where after the parade, Jack goes to his spot on the Pumpkin Hill, and he walks into the woods with his dog, Zero. Now, Zero is an actual ghost dog with a pumpkin on his nose that glows in the dark. So it's like a kind of like a Rudolph-esque character, but it's not a reindeer. It's a dog. Anyway, Jack walks out to the forest. He finds the trees with the doors on it, and he finds the one that is shaped like a Christmas tree. And it appeals to him in some way because he's never seen anything like it before with all the ornaments and all the decorations. So he goes in there. And he lands in Christmas Town, and he comes across and he sings a song called What's This? A very iconic song that everybody knows and loves. Then he goes into, he towards the end of the song, he comes across Santa Claus, or as he calls it, Sandy Claus, because it's Halloween and they want to make it spooky. Anyway, Jack comes back to Halloween Town with items from Christmas Town. He tries to explain to the residents of Halloween Town that, you know, this is something cool, something new, we should try it. And so they do it. But they make a twisted Christmas more aligned with Halloween. So instead of like nice, pleasant gifts, you get something scary and spooky. So it's funny. It's you understand where they're trying to come from, but it totally falls on its head towards the end of the story. Then we find out that Jack wants Santa Claus to come to Halloween Town, so he enlists the help of three children, Lock, Shock, and Barrel. They're the Halloween Town's finest trick-or-treaters, as he calls them. I saw a little theory about Lock, Shock, and Barrel that all of them, essentially everybody in Halloween Town is either dead or a monster. So the three kids are dead. One froze to death. One was electrocuted. And one, I believe he drowned. I think that's what the theory was that I saw about those three kids. And you'll see, by the way they look, one of them's dressed as a devil, but his skin is white and he has blue lips. One of them's dressed as a skeleton, and he's just like something off about him. And then the girl, who's the witch, she, her hair's all frizzy, and it looks like she's been electrocuted. So that's a theory about those three characters. Now, the three characters, Lock, Shock, and Barrel, also work with Oogie Boogie. Now, Oogie Boogie, a little backstory, in a book that's I believe it's in canon with the movie, but in the book, previous to Nightmare Before Christmas, Oogie Boogie was the king of Halloween Town, and then he became corrupt, and what happened was he was banished by Jack into a little, like, dead tree, like, in the offskirts of Halloween Town, and that's where he resides in the movie, and from there, the only way he could have any sustenance or any kind of food like that or survive, he had Lock, Shock, and Barrel bring him bugs. So bit more or less, Oogie Boogie is a giant burlap sack that's filled with bugs. So that's what Oogie Boogie is made of. So Lock, Shock, and Barrel sing a song, and more or less the song is giving exposition and trying to tell Oogie Boogie about Santa Claus. So they're off to go find Santa Claus, and Oogie Boogie's now kind of understanding what's going on out there in Halloween Town, and he wants in on it. So Jack has the rest of the townspeople all come in. He's explained what kind of jobs each person's to do. It might be musicians, or it might be making nutcrackers, this and that. Lock, Shock, and Barrel come back with a big bag inside their mobile bathtub. And Jack's like, okay, you got Santa Claus. All right, let me see him. So they open the bag, and that's where the Easter Bunny comes out. They return the Easter Bunny back to Easter Town, and they go back to hunt Santa Claus. Moving on, Jack has Sally make him a Santa Claus costume, all right, to replace the costume he's in now, the Pumpkin King outfit. And Sally has a vision of a plant that she picks. It turns into a Christmas tree, but the Christmas tree then explodes into a flaming pile. And that's Sally's premonition of what's going to happen with this whole Christmas thing, that it's going to all blow up in everybody's faces. Tries to warn Jack. Jack doesn't want to hear it. They bring Santa Claus in. Jack's like, okay, Santa, you take a break. I'm going to take over Christmas now, and I'm going to do it for you. And then he tells Lock, Shock, and Barrel to put Santa Claus somewhere where he's comfortable. And then what will happen is Lock, Shock, and Barrel bring him to Oogie Boogie's house, and you have the, my opinion, the best song of the whole movie, the Oogie Boogie song, where Ken Page sings the very iconic song of Oogie Boogie. They tell about him a little bit. They don't tell about the backstory of Oogie Boogie, but they just tell, like, you know, what he does now. His treehouse, if you'll call it that, in the base of the tree, it's a cave, and it's all, like, casino-themed. So, like, you have roulette tables, you have slot machines, this and that, some giant playing cards. And Oogie Boogie has these sets of dice, and that's his kind of his signature weapon, if you will. He doesn't use them to fight with, but that's just kind of like, if like villains usually have a cane or a scepter, that would be his cane or scepter. After the song, Jack gets ready to go. to fly into the real human world with all the toys and everything. Sally tries to thwart that attempt by filling the fountains with dense fog, and at that point, the fog is too dense. Jack can't get his skeleton reindeer to fly away, so Zero, with his pumpkin nose, comes to save the day. They fly into town, and then you have this whole segment where Jack's going around town to town as Santa, giving gifts to everybody, but they're all twisted gifts. So one kid gets a present, and inside the present is a head. There's demented toys. There's a killer wreath. There's these toys that attack these kids. And then from there, the people of the real world, you know, they're like, we got to stop this. So they get the army to shoot down Jack. Jack ends up in a cemetery. And while this is all happening, Sally is looking for Santa Claus. And she finds out that he's at Oogie Boogie's house. So from there, she goes to try to rescue him. But Oogie Boogie catches on to her schemes, and he captures her as well. After Jack gets shot down, he sings a song about how, you know, he was mistaken about the whole thing. He's got to set things right. So he goes back to Halloween Town and finds out that Oogie Boogie has Santa Claus, and he finds out that Sally's there as well. So then Jack sneaks into Oogie Boogie's lair, and he has a fight with Oogie Boogie. And then at the end of the fight, Oogie Boogie seems to be escaping on a fan that's in the cave. But throughout the fight, you see that the burlap sack is starting to unravel. So Jack sees that he grabs the thread that's hanging in front of him, and he throws it into the blades, and the blades pull the rest of the burlap sack apart. Now here's the part where the alternate ending, where when Oogie Boogie's exterior burlap sack opened, it was Dr. Finkelstein inside, but they decided to change it. So when the bag opened, it was just a bunch of bugs, and then the bugs fall into this fiery pit. Santa gets back all of his supplies, and he flies out of Oogie Boogie's lair, and he saves Christmas. The mayor of Halloween Town and Lock, Shock, and Barrel save Jack and Sally. Then, towards the end, it begins to snow. Santa flies over Halloween Town, says, Happy Halloween. Jack says, Merry Christmas. And then we find out that Dr. Finkelstein made a wife for himself, similar to the way he looks, so he more or less got rid of Sally. So then, at the end, Sally goes back to the Pumpkin Hill. And her and Jack sing a song. They kiss. And Zero flies up into the sky and turns into a star for some reason. And that's the end of the movie. Again, really great, fun film for all families, for kids. If you're introducing kids to Halloween, I'd say, again, my son, he's a little over a year now. Even for an hour and 15-minute movie, it wasn't holding his attention. I'd say if you're going to try to introduce stuff, start with cartoons or Halloween specials like Charlie Brown or Legend of Sleepy Hollow or something, Garfield's Halloween. Start with that and then build from there. Yeah. Halloween, one of those great times to experience things. We'll be probably doing one more episode for the Halloween season next week just to try to fill in things. Again, thank you so much for your patience, everybody. I'm trying to get back in the swing of things, and we'll be coming out with more episodes as the months go on. Again, you can, we're going to go into the video store, and we're going to see what kind of candy we have. And this time, I think I'm going to go with the fruit by the foot. Yeah, those are pretty fun. I think I'll get a small little box full of them, because one just won't do it. You got to have a couple of them. So again, folks, thank you so much for joining us on this trip to the video store. Again, Nightmare Before Christmas, 1993. Check it out. Again, you can find it on Disney Plus. It's there. You also can find it if you have a VHS player, get a VHS of it, or a DVD or a Blu-ray. Or I believe the Laserdisc, too. They have a Laserdisc of it as well. So check that out. Again, thank you so much, folks, for joining me this Halloween season. Be safe out there. Have a great time. Watch some great films. Stay tuned, and we'll see you all next time. Good night, good luck, and we'll see you at the video store, folks.